It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I wanted to say, I'm sorry for your loss. I didn't realise you've held it together really well this morning.
What?
I came in this morning and I read about your loss and I was sad and I was waiting for you to bring it up and you haven't brought it up. So
What happened? What? What's happened?
Have you not heard? Oh, my God, how embarrassing that I'm breaking the news to you.
Oh, my God, what?
I don't know. I shouldn't have said anything.
What?
The dad from my big fat Greek wedding passed away at the age of 94, and I'm not sure exactly what relationship he has with you, like what relation he is to you, but yeah. I'm sorry for your loss.
No, that's okay.
You're obviously related in some fashion.
Yeah, down the line. Yep, through Windex.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll make a nice bundt cake tonight.
Okay. I just want you to know that I'm here for you.
That's okay.
That's
really nice.
I'm really sorry.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me, and it happens to be about a non-real situation. So isn't that a little bit sad?
Mate, however you want to process it, if you want to like pretend like it hasn't happened or like it's not real to you, then that's fine.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I love it when science articles back me and my size.
Yeah.
God, I'm just puffing. Can you tell my shoulders? I'm puffing up. I'm ready.
You can use the numbers. You can use the numbers to justify anything.
Okay. So with dogs, right?
Yeah.
Now, I always say that Wombi is my child. Mm-hmm. And I also say he's an angel sent from heaven to make us all feel better, which I mean, that's proven, right? He came in COVID times and there you go.
Yeah.
We all feel better because of Wombi's beautiful face. Point proved. One of the things that you and I have discussions about, and I love you, but yeah. I know that it just, you put up with so much of my crap.
No,
just
mate, it's
so
fine.
Much of it. Because you're now in my brain, you're in the family file. So you just get treated like crap because you're in the family file, right?
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I know, so you put up with a lot, but this one comment that I make, I can see behind your eyes, it makes you want to slap me.
No, never would, never want to.
And that comment is that having a child is the same as having a dog. Whoa, I feel it already.
Yeah.
Cyclops, put your glasses back on.
I've been processing that for 2 years now.
Yeah. And, you know, it brings me great joy to just bring that out at times and just give you a little tweak.
Yeah.
Tweak your dimples, right? And but now science has proven me correct.
Okay.
And they've said here, they've earned a reputation as man's best friend. And now a new study has confirmed that dogs really do have a special connection with their owner. Mm. Okay, let's read on together. Okay. This is in Hungary, right?
Sure.
Very well known for their study practice as well. Yeah. I've researched a lot about the researchers in Hungary.
High quality scientific research does go on in the Eastern Bloc. They won't tell you about much of it, but behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah, and it says here, amazingly, brain activity is similar between a dog and their owner as that to a newborn baby listening to their mum.
Oh, cute, yeah.
Point proven. Well, I am Wombi's. Well, I'm Wombi's stepmum, you know, but we call me my mum. But when I talk to him, it's the exact same as you speaking to Goldie.
From your end. From his end, he's thinking about one of three things.
No.
He's thinking about his next food, his next or his next.
So dogs exactly the same as a male human speaking.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
I was born in a small town.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Werribee South.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In an actual cabbage patch.
Yes, that is true.
You're a cabbage patch doll.
I am.
You doll.
I'm cute as, aren't I?
You're a doll.
Yeah, dimples in my face and my bum.
Chubby cheeks. All round.
All round dimple. I'm just one big dimple. I'm a beauty.
I've lost my keys. Where are they? Oh, they're in my dimple. Classic.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
We love a good medical study here on the show.
Don't we just?
We do. And I thought I'd get a bit of help to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know our friend Sven the masseur.
This is a masseur called Sven.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, he's got a mate that does the colloxal ads.
When you have constipation, unlike hard stools, a soft stool is easy to pass.
Yes, I know that guy. They've both got beautiful faces, very happy.
They are very happy.
Yeah. Happy to help.
Anyway, so I'm going to get the colloxal guy to help me tell this story because whilst it's been assumed and kind of known for a long time, it's finally been confirmed by science, much like your dog break just before the news. Mm. Men who follow a plant-based diet rich in fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes do this more. And also have larger
stool.
Yuck.
Mm.
Yuck.
Yeah, so.
At least my science is fun.
So. So the study in Barcelona followed 18 healthy men, found that those following a plant-based diet did this 7 times more per day and had
stool
twice the size as people following a Western diet
on average. Twice the size.
I know, right? That
twice the size in Barcelona.
Yeah, in Barcelona. So whilst it sounds pretty disgusting, researchers reassure us that it's actually a good thing because flatulence and large... Oh, wait. Where's me button?
Stool.
is actually a good thing. It's actually a sign of a healthy diet and a healthy colon.
Right. I don't want to think about your colon. I don't want to know about your colon.
Let's read on. Participants were randomly assigned either a plant-based Mediterranean diet or a Western-style diet, which they followed for 2 weeks before swapping to the other. Now, how do you think they got the stats? How do you think they got the raw data?
From sitting outside the stool and hearing,
measuring the plop in the water. Ooh, floaty.
Yeah.
Throughout the study, the men collected and weighed their
stool. No!
Yes, they did. They collected and weighed each individual
stool.
No!
And...
Oh, my God.
And using digital scales, logged their number of... with a handheld tracker. They also measured the amount of gas released by... using balloons fitted to the men's rectums.
Oh, get out of town.
For 2 weeks.
Get out of town. What, with like an aircraft seal, like balloon nozzle?
I guess,
I wasn't there.
Don't ask me. I wasn't there. I don't know.
And then what happens, you know, when you try and blow in a balloon and then the air pops back in your mouth?
Whoops, back
in. It's back in.
Anyway.
Oh, that is foul.
And I've known this the whole time because remember I told you I had those friends from Sydney that came and stayed with us a couple of years ago and they didn't tell us they'd gone vegan until they got to our house?
Oh, my God.
The smell. I couldn't get the smell out of my house for, I swear, a fortnight after they left.
You should have attached a balloon to their
house. Obviously.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log.
Fun fact. Yeah, every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they say, hey, let's give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts. Almost lost it there,
okay,
but kept going.
Exactly. You need to back yourself the whole way through.
I did.
Because you're so good and you got to that part and you're like, oh, look at me, I'm doing it. This is so good and so fast. And then your brain's like, where am I?
Yeah.
And
I said to you, it's like a toddler that doesn't know how to stop. They start running and then they're like, oh, my God, what
you
do I
need
do
to
now?
Free run down the mountain, man, because you are very impressive.
Thank you. Quite often I do end up with gravel rash on my face. Unrelated. Fun facts for today to send you off to work. Did you know that salamanders, you know, the lizardy things?
Yeah.
They can count to 3, but no further.
Huh?
Yeah, count to 3.
And they say animals aren't humans. Well, there you go.
No, that's yeah, technically true.
No, animals it's not.
Humans. Humans are animals,
the spirit of the salamander lives in all of us.
Okay. I was just going to say humans are animals. You can tell by the people walking out of the bottle shop with a carton of whatever trash over their shoulder. It's like, God, you're an animal.
You are such a picky boy, though. You'd say that to anyone.
How about this? In 2011, the Malawian Minister for Justice argued that a law against air fouling made public farting illegal in the country. So there's a law that you can't pollute the air.
Oh.
So he went to court and said, okay, you know what that means?
Yeah.
No farties. No farties, please. Oh. Farty bums.
I thought it meant like chickens in the air, like found, like bird life. And yeah. Sorry.
Moving
anyway,
on.
Continue.
Birds drink water but never urinate.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Hang on.
Comes out in their poo-poo.
Oh,
yeah.
They don't have a pee hole.
No, it's only poo, and they just get all of their waste out in poo.
That is a fun fact.
Have you ever seen bird pee?
No.
No, because it doesn't exist.
Oh, my God. Mm. Okay.
Bats,
wow.
Bats give birth upside down and catch the baby in their wings.
Well, that's a trust fall.
First ever. Before the 1940s, pink was considered a masculine colour and blue was seen as feminine.
Oh, cool. There you go.
In 1961, a doctor was working in Antarctica when he developed appendicitis. As he was the only medical professional on site, he had to perform his own appendectomy.
Nah.
Most doctors who winter over on Antarctica are now required to have their appendix removed beforehand, regardless of whether it's necessary or not.
Oh, wow.
Just in case.
Well, they could hire a doctor to go down there as well, but instead, let's just rip out organs.
Yeah, all the organs, yeah. Yeah. And finally, I thought you might like this one. If the world's population of spiders worked together and actually coordinated themselves, they could theoretically eat every human on Earth. You're welcome. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
A crew that have been busy yesterday, the crew from Lion, who are owned by Kieran.
Is that a guy?
So Kieran is a brewery, like a multinational brewing.
Scottish?
Consortium. No, Japanese.
No follow-up questions.
Kieran and Asahi are the two big Japanese,
yeah.
And they own a lot of their own, like other smaller breweries.
Yeah.
The big thing in the craft brewing scene is knowing who owns the brewery that you buy your beer from.
Oh, okay.
Right, so that you have the independent on the can, there's a little logo. You know, if it's on the can or the bottle says brewed independently, then you know you're buying from an independent brewery.
Okay.
Generally in Australia, unless you've bought an imported craft beer, which doesn't happen a heap because it's hard to keep the product good.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is great because it means that people are encouraged to shop local, support local breweries. Brilliant. Good stuff. And there's one of the greats, right, that has been fiercely independent for many years, like a decade. And it's called Stone and Wood, right? They're based up in Byron.
And yes, that's right. They are from Byron.
Yeah, and their Pacific Ale was the first to make Pacific Ale amazing. Like they came out with their Pacific Ale and it's their best beer that they've ever done. It's their staple and it won Beer of the Year many times.
Good for them.
It's still a really good beer.
Yeah.
Now, the founders and owners of their business, so they've got there's a group that owns Stone and Wood. It's called the Fermentum Group. Right? They own a few others, but only like a couple of little breweries, including Two Birds, in Newport, in here in Victoria. Fixation in Melbourne. I'm not familiar with Little Dragon or Sunley Seltzer. Anyway, so that's the Fermentum Group. The main thing is Stone and Wood.
Yeah.
Right, they're the big one. So the guys that founded it, Brad Rogers and Ross Jurisic, another guy called Jamie Cook as well, over the years, as other breweries have gotten to a certain point where they've got enough of a cult following and they're making enough money, they then sell on to your Lions, so your Kieran's, or your maybe Carlton United. Carlton United have bought up a whole heap of craft breweries as well.
Yeah.
Right, so they all fall under this umbrella. And you can debate on the quality of the beer, how it, whether it changes or not once it becomes owned by a big multinational company.
Because then it's made at a massive scale, right? Yeah. Is that the reason?
Yeah. So perfect example is 2 years ago, Mick Fanning and his mates sold Bolter right, for $200 million.
Yeah.
Can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
You know, if you and
it
your mates...
It is everywhere.
You and, say you and four mates, well, they're like, hey, we'll give you 200 mil for this. 50 mil each? Sure, I'll take it.
Yeah.
There's no way I would say no to that.
Yeah.
But over the years, that's happened quite a bit. And so they've built their little portfolios under, you know, Carlton or under Lion. And these guys from Stone and Wood have been very vocal about selling out, about other brands being like, it affects the industry, it affects the trust. Once you know that, you know, you can't tell whether a beer is really independent or not, it affects the trust with the drinker, and that hurts the whole industry.
Okay.
Until yesterday, when they sold up to Lion for between $500 and $600 million.
Oh, okay. Selling out much?
Yeah. So
that's huge.
So they've given assurances that, you know, that the quality will remain the same. They apparently Lion are willing to continue with the legacy, people, culture, brands, and continue to drive the business while staying true to its purpose.
Yeah.
They have quite a holistic and quite an eco-friendly approach. So apparently Lion have committed. So Lion own Creatures as well here in Geelong.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you know that they can run it well. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But there's this kind of disconnect between the guys from Stone and Wood going, well, we would never do that. Oh, 500 million. Well, it's worth the backlash.
What have they, what has been done? I mean, have they popped this up? Have they tried to fly under the radar?
No. So it's gone. So as of yesterday, the sale's gone through, and as of yesterday, Lion have taken over the socials of all the different breweries. So Two Birds put something up, and I don't think Two Birds put something up. Fixation put something up from Melbourne, and they've got a place on Smith Street, and they were like, "Hey, it's great news." And one of the perspectives is that they're now like they've got a heaps bigger budget, so these breweries can now go off and build bigger breweries, and they can.
Have good beer.
Yeah, more freedom to do what they want. But then on the other side of things, it's like, well, it's all big business, isn't it? And will the quality remain the same and stuff? So the general sentiment is, one guy expressed it well, as pretty effed given the amount of times you called out other breweries for selling out. Enjoy the paycheck and thanks for nothing. Won't be supporting or buying from S&W again.
About you? You're a beer lover. You love Stone and Wood. Will you be buying?
So I am sad about it. I'm not going to lie. I am sad about it. But at the same time, as soon as I walk into a pub that has Stone and Wood on tap, I'm going to be like, well, I'll have a Pacific Ale, please.
Yeah.
It's not going to change that. And, you know, I would never argue, as I said at the start, I would never argue with someone saying, $500 million, yes, I will sell my product.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Tom and Long.
K-Rock.